It's time for our look at the stories that we follow in the Republican American for our area, put together by none other than Ruth Epstein. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. And a beautiful morning it is.
We have sunshine. It looks like we're going to have a whole nice week of sunshine and decent weather.
Yeah, it's just been beautiful. And we here are so fortunate with all the chaos going on elsewhere. We are having peaceful protests, and yesterday was an example in Cornwall. There was a Black Lives Matter peaceful protest. There must have been 400 to 500 people on the triangle at corner of Route 7 and 4, and it was amazing. And organized by two young women, and the community really came out. It was amazing.
We've had that. Of course, the one in Salisbury organized by young people. There was a one in Great Barrington that turned out really, really big. And coming up, here's an interesting thing. I posted the one for Sharon. Sharon's got a Black Lives Matter, they call it sit-in, and it's at the clock tower, basically, okay?
Really? When is that?
That is, the sit-in of the clock tower is happening on Thursday at 3:30.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I posted that up on Facebook, and for some reason, 4,300 people have clicked on it, and it has like 30 people that are arguing it should be All Lives Matter and not Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
That really surprises me. But Sharon's going to do one, like I said, on Thursday at the clock tower, sit-in at 3:30.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Yes, and the one in Salisbury, and I heard there was going to be one in Norfolk, and we had one down here in Kent last night, a candlelight. And that, too, was well-attended. So,
there was one even over across in Dover on Route 22.
Okay. People here, we're not immune to what's going on in the world, in this small area of the country.
So. And I'll tie that in with the death of my hardest part of this job is when someone you know for a long time passes, when Dennis Toganelli passed away, and the response to that from the public because of his fine community policing work, is outstanding. Almost 12,000 clicks on
that.
Incredible.
That is just incredible.
The outpouring of love for Dennis. And Dennis points out community policing versus these rogue cops and the bad image that these rogue cops give our police officers and puts them even in more danger. But if you ever wanted to look at a perfect example of community policing, Dennis was the person.
That's a perfect way to contrast it. Absolutely. Yep. And he was a classmate of yours?
Yeah, class of 71. I met Dennis at high school and been friends ever since.
And he and his wife, Kim, had three beautiful daughters.
And they both he and his wife had a period of sickness over the past couple of months.
Yeah.
And it was just sad to see Dennis pass away.
Yeah. Well, again, it's nice that people have turned out to express their condolences. Well, we have a lot on the education scene. We had, again, the topic of the marketing firm rose again this week during the Region 1 meeting when Kent resident Scott Tribuco brought up his concerns. This has been going on for, well, probably a year now since they hired the 111 group in Cornwall, and there was concern because the COO of that sits on the board, John Sanders. So the board did send out bids and looked at a bunch of other companies which they didn't feel fit what they needed, and so communication subcommittee recommended this 111 group be rehired. But again, as we said, there's some issues being raised, so they tabled it, and they're going to bring it up again at another meeting.
And I want Pat McCare really to just do one simple thing and get somebody. First of all, John Sanders shouldn't have been on the committee to review this because he works at 111. His wife runs it. Second of all, he shouldn't be involved in any discussions. It's a very simple matter, and I hope that Pat as leader of the Region 1 board, puts her foot down and says, you know what, we have to replace Mr. Sanders on this committee, and he's got to be, whenever we talk or discuss this, he's got to be out of the room, and he really can't vote on it. I hope she puts her foot down and does that, but we'll see what happens.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
See,
the letter from Kent was outstanding.
Yeah, I thought Scott did a good job on that.
Absolutely.
And not, you know, it's just statement. It's not as if he's going after anything personally. He just, his views. Also, at that meeting was interesting. They talked about a tuition student and how if he's not in VOAG, does he have to pay the full tuition? And the difference is $6,800 if you're coming in for the VOAG program versus $29,000 if you're not. And this young man apparently has been there for 3 years, and his mother wrote a letter, said, what would it cost if he wasn't in VOAG? And so they had a long discussion and came up with, it would cost $29,000 if he took no courses. So they're going to recommend that he take it just one. That's all he needs to do to qualify for the lower tuition rate. The board has never had to face that before. So it was a really interesting conversation. They're also talking that the reopening of school committee had its first meeting this week, and they mostly discussed summer school. The requirements are incredible, obviously because of the pandemic, and the board heard all the committee heard everything that has to be done in order to allow this to happen. And you know, Marshall, there's still the threat of this resurging, and who knows? There's so much uncertainty, so this really has to be looked at carefully as we open up. We are going into phase two.
We're going into phase two. We're hiring a new temporary superintendent and a temporary assistant superintendent. And the pandemic, I mean, it's just an unbelievable time.
It is. It is. And there'll be meetings this week. There's a special meeting of the Sharon Board of Fed, or a regular meeting. And on the agenda is discussion of assistant superintendent, interim assistant. And I believe there's a Region 1 board meeting as well this week to do that. Set up everything. Pam Vogel will be leaving as of June 30th. The board did not take any action on her request for 10 vacation day payments, so that just went away. But the good news is there will be a graduation ceremony for the high school. Lime Rock Park has allowed them to use that. This is June 21st at 4 o'clock. The kids will all be coming in a car. There will be speeches by the valedictorian, salutatorian, class president, the superintendent, the principal. They will then, in their cars, parade down to the high school, follow a route, and where they will each graduate will individually get out of his or her car, pick up diplomas, awards, and have a photo taken, and then leave. So at least it's not virtual. The kids really did not want a virtual graduation, and they will have something in person.
All right. Lots to see and do, Ruth.
Loads going on, and lots of openings for summer camps and swimming, and so beaches will be on it.
Well, the Town Grove in Lakeville will be open, but just for local residents only.
Mm-hmm.
Local residents only.
Yeah, so it's going to be a strange summer.
Yep.
Thanks, Marshall.
All right, Ruth, take care of yourself. You and your
too.
Family stay
you
safe,
too.
And we'll speak to you next week.
Very good. Take care. Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.